Hey, what's up? What's up? You already know how we coming, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man. We back in here. We strapped up. We locked and loaded. Another episode. This episode 16, I think.
That's what it is.
It's episode 16,
that's
my nigga.
Like, we rocking. Like,
we not playing with you niggas.
No.
Let's go. We definitely in here for the Errol Spence Jr. and the Garcia fight. I don't know his first name.
Danny Garcia, the Swift.
I know they call him the Swift.
Yeah.
They say he nice with my hand, but yeah, better be right for that boy Errol Spence Jr. So we tapped in, definitely locked and loaded with that shit, man. We watching the undercards and we gonna be locked in and shit until the headliner.
The headliner, that's right.
But they said them niggas fighting at 2 a.m. Shit,
nah, we ain't gonna be waiting all night for them, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, they better come on with the come on.
You better come up, bring your ass.
Yeah, that's right.
We ain't got time to play with you, man.
You know what I'm saying?
So, we running this shit a little bit different tonight, you know what I mean? It's us, we straight. Hey, look, man, we the hosts. And we the EPs tonight, man. Believe
that's
it,
right,
man. We the niggas behind the camera, in front of the camera. Shit, hey, we got about 5 different hats on tonight.
That's right.
But best believe this shit gonna get done.
It's gonna get done, cause that's what we do.
That's just what we do, man.
Everyday life with Rook and Fino.
Shout out to the whole team. Shout out to the whole team, man. Yeah, this is Everyday Life with Rook and Fino, man.
Now, how you feeling?
How you feeling? No. How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good. You know what I'm saying? They ate some chicken wings. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Went up and down the road this week. You know what I'm saying?
Valero got some decent chicken wings.
Oh yeah, they got some good ones.
We got them from Valero tonight.
So, yeah, that's right. So how's your Miller State? You know, how you feeling?
Straight, man. I'm good.
Hey, look.
Everything good. I'm like that nigga Errol Spence tonight. You know what I mean? I'm just ready to come out swinging. Boom, 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 boom. Shout out to the team. Shout out to my whole family. You know, we rocking and rolling, man. We moving and grooving.
One thing I gotta tell everybody: take care of your physical health. Also,
yeah,
had to go to the doctor Monday to get a little checkup.
Yeah.
See, I'm gonna tell y'all the warning sign: something wrong with a man. When you get them little bitty stomach pains, you know them little that you know it's like a warning light for a car. You know what I'm saying? Little thing, little stomach hurting right here, little bit. You know what I'm saying? Take your tail to the doctor. Don't be trying to be tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause you ain't got but one life. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got number one body.
You a fucking human.
You know what I'm saying?
You a fucking human. You ain't Superman, nigga. That shit made up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So take care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Go to the doctor regularly. Get them checkups. You know, went to the doctor. I was telling him, hey, look, I want a colonoscopy. He told me I gotta be 50.
Damn. So you couldn't even get.
Not unless I got something, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Unless something is wrong, they don't want to do it until you're 50. You know what I'm saying? So, but still, go get a physical checkup.
Yeah.
At least once a year. You know what I'm saying? Keep your teeth right. Go to the dentist.
Yeah,
gotta
get your
you know what I'm saying?
Keep your
shit
straight.
So, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Hey, look. I'll be back. Somebody told us today, I'll be back. When I get back.
Well, you keep on.
So what that mean? What that mean to you? What that mean, Mike? I'll be back when I get back.
Exactly.
He said, you know what I'm saying?
I'll be back when I get back. I'll be back when I get back, mean what?
They were saying that a married man can say that, but a single man can't say that because a single man might not come back.
Shit.
That what they said at the mic. Like, we can say, being mad,
we can
say it.
Yeah.
But a single man can't say that because he might not come back.
They got laws set for relationships, for boyfriend and girlfriend, and they got laws set for husband and wife.
Okay.
So, you know, it's probably certain shit that a husband can say to his wife.
Yeah.
And she got to, you know, and she gonna respect that.
That ring mean we locked in.
Yeah, that's what that, you know, that's.
We locked in.
That's what that ring mean.
You know what I'm saying? He locked in. You know what I'm saying?
It's certain shit you can say.
It's certain
shit you can do. So, you know.
Because I heard my man Mike Jones say, look, I'll be back when I get back. You know what I'm saying? Hey, that's what it is. You know what I'm saying? So
that shit crazy.
But what's some everyday issues you done dealt with this week?
My everyday shit this week?
Yeah.
Man, trying to run it up.
What you trying to run up, man? What you talking about, Fino?
We trying to run it up, man. We trying to elevate. Shit, that's my thing, bro. Like, I'm just trying to elevate, trying to take this shit to the next level. We just rolling and shit with this right here, man. So, you know, excuse me, we moving with this shit right here.
Definitely moving.
We moving.
Keeping it moving.
We keeping it moving with this shit right here. And it's like it ain't no end in sight. So I be thinking about different ways to make this shit right here better.
Yeah.
Different interviews, different people that's going to be of excitement. That, you know what I mean? That the viewers and shit like that will want to see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like,
who you think they want to see?
Man, look, don't
who you want to talk to?
Don't ask me that question.
Okay.
Because on this platform right here, like, I'm gonna be truthful.
Okay. What that was you supposed to be?
Yeah, I'm gonna be truthful. Who you said who?
Who would you like to talk to? Who would you like to interview? You know what I'm saying? Who would you like to see come through?
Who would I like?
The dungeon right here, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, they come through the dungeon.
Yeah,
right here.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, it's the dungeon right here, man. Yeah. Over here at
Mike and Gray's.
Yeah, believe that. We at Mike and Gray's, man. It's the dungeon. It's nobody big. I just want to see businesses, like every business in our city, in our vicinity.
Yeah.
Next states over and shit like that. I just want to, you know, network. I want to network. So it's not like I want to just check out celebrities and shit like that. Like, I don't really give a fuck about them. I don't give a fuck about no celebrity niggas. Like, none of that shit. Like, politician niggas I fuck with because I feel like, you know, that's something that I want to get into myself. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's something I'm interested in. But celebrity niggas, like, nah, man, because people dick ride celebrities, man. It's so many people that's...
But you know what I'm saying? But hey, I like to say,
my thing is, like, it's so many underdogs.
Yeah.
It's so many underdogs out here that don't get their justice.
Yeah.
Who don't get their respect. Who don't get...
Give me an underdog that you think ain't getting it just to.
I ain't got none. You know what? I'm gonna be one of them great journalist type niggas. If you got a question, if I got some shit, you say some shit to me. I don't want to answer. Say,
next question, please.
Next question, please.
Okay.
Can we move on? So, but I ain't got a specific underdog. It's just, it's a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's a lot of underdogs out here and shit, man. And people get looked over, stepped over.
That's the truth.
Just to go to a person that everybody's familiar with, that everybody knows. Fuck that. Not me.
Yeah, okay.
Not me. I want to highlight the little man. I want to highlight the underdog.
Yeah.
And I want people to know what the fuck they got going on, what we got going on, or whatever we got going on, what we doing.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Okay.
That's where I'm at with it, man. So, like, everyday shit with me is just trying to see the underdog and the little man get on top.
Pop. Okay, I feel you, man. I definitely feel you.
That's it, man. I don't care nothing about all that shit. Like, people got their teams, the people that they rock with.
Their circle.
Everybody got a... I got a circle of niggas that I rock with, but I'm just saying, like, you know, it's just a it's a stick riding competition.
Okay.
And we ain't on the bus.
We missed it.
Don't want to be on that motherfucker. Exactly. We missed it purposely. We was smoking tree in the back when that bitch came up the road. And we said, look, there go that little stupid-ass clown-ass bus.
Yeah.
You want to catch it? Man, fuck, nah, we too real for that. So that's what we said.
Yeah.
We can't be a part of that. So, you know, we made our own lane. Yeah. When you make your own lane, it takes you a little bit longer because you take the stairs.
Oh! You're building them legs up.
We're building our legs up. We're doing
we're doing
lower body work. Believe that. We ain't just doing cardiovascular, my nigga. We doing lower extremity work. Believe that shit. So, you know, while everybody was kissing ass and stick riding, we took the stairs, nigga. Believe that.
Man,
that's where we at with it, Ma.
I know that's right.
Yeah, man. So,
and the next section
that's
is
everyday shit with me, man. The next section is everybody looking.
Hold
on. Okay. Hold up. Everybody looking.
Look.
Tell them, nigga, how we coming, man. We riding high and looking low with Rook. Hey, we riding high and looking low with Rook.
Hey, hey. Hey, I'm going to give y'all something right here. Hey, look here. This is why, this is what I'm going to try to tell y'all. If a truck broke down on side of the road with his flashes on,
your ass better get the fuck over.
You need to get over. You know what I'm saying?
Why know that shit is coming?
Why is you going by the truck 100 miles by hour in the lane right beside him? If you hit him, you're going to jail. The dude on side the road tried to work on the truck. But you going by him 100 miles per hour.
Trip.
I mean, it's a sign on side the road. Guess what it says? It says, if an emergency vehicle is broke down on the side the road, get over in the left lane.
It's like with the cop shit, right? Like when cops be...
Yeah, when they've got somebody... Yeah. They start, you supposed to...
In Virginia. Maybe, yeah. Maybe it's not like...
No, it's worldwide.
Oh, it is worldwide.
Yeah,
Virginia, but I okay. Yeah, you gotta get your ass over, man.
And another thing, look, this is something that really ticks me off. It's a line when you pull up to a light. You gotta stop behind that line. You can't be a car length over the line. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you should be a car leave behind it. Because if I turn that corner and you two up too close, I might run over the front of your car.
Tear that bitch to pieces.
Don't be too far back.
Though. Motherfucker be having their whole ass in over the line.
They be over the line.
This the line.
Hey, look.
This the cop.
Hey, look. And if I'm in the right lane, I'm going to tell y'all some good stuff. And I take up both of them lanes, that means I'm trying to turn right. Don't get up beside me just because, yeah, I know this is your lane, but I'm in both of the lanes.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to turn right. And if you up on the line or past the line, you're going to have to back up anyway.
Yep. Fucked up.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to back up because you over the, it's a lot, it's just like shooting a free throw in a basketball game.
Yep.
If you over the line, it don't count.
That shit don't count, right?
It don't count. What the referee do? No.
Run that shit again.
No, it do not count. So what I'm trying to tell y'all, back up.
Back up, man. Back your ass up.
Back up, man. You know what I'm saying? Because we pulling a 53-footer of your supplies. I'm going to tell you what we got in the back of the truck.
What you got now?
We got computers, we got PS5, we got Xboxes, you know what I'm saying? We got TVs.
Yeah, man, don't be telling motherfuckers all that shit, OG. Motherfuckers,
they gonna have
your ass at the truck stop like this.
I don't have that stuff. You know what I'm saying? Come on, I ain't got that stuff. But I'm saying that's what the truck driver got, so be friendly to us. We trying to get y'all's Christmas gift to y'all's kids.
That's right.
We trying to get them in the store, but y'all trying to hold us from getting now.
Oh, my God, I'm dead.
That's what y'all doing. Y'all is trying to hold us from getting our stuff to Walmart, to Target,
yep.
Maxway, Roses, Food Line.
They said Maxway. They got Maxway outside of
Morgan
County.
I mean, they got stores called Deals.
Man, I'm done with you.
Deals.
I'm
you
fucking,
know what a deal? A dollar deal.
Come on,
it's a dollar store. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm trying to tell y'all, be patient with the truck drivers out there. If you see us on side the road broke down, get over in the other lane. If we go out and turn right, back up.
Back the fuck up.
You know what I'm saying? We're trying to bring y'all's goodies. You know what I'm saying? To put in y'all's stockings. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're trying to do right now. You know what I'm saying?
Truckers are essential.
Man, we real essential.
The most motherfucking essential part, shit.
We real essential.
Yeah, they essential.
You know what I'm saying? We are really.
Y'all niggas are essential, bro.
We are.
Like, for real, y'all niggas are essential.
Man, we bring the furniture y'all sitting on.
Hey, man, the FedEx, man, UPS, man, them niggas be pulling up back to the house every damn day on the damn truck. And it may not be the 18-wheeler, but I know that they driving them big trucks and they got shit full of packages.
packages. Your packages.
Full of fucking packages.
Your packages.
And man, I had
your kids' packages.
I had one pull up to the house the other night about 7:30. And you know it get dark at 4:30.
Yeah.
Said, man, what the fuck you still doing out
he
here?
He got to make he them deliveries.
Got to make it, man. Shit, we just now got some more. Well, he said we're gonna be like this for the rest of the month.
They try. They pressing us, man, to get this stuff yeah. to these people, man.
So you know, those truckers are essential workers for real, man.
Yeah.
Like, you think about this shit. You act like you gonna skip past. Just jump over this segment when you know you can't just jump over this segment because you be like the same nigga who gonna jump over the segment sitting there waiting for a package right now.
Won't that
from
package
a trucker nigga? So you know
niggas.